This morning I'm talking about something very simple and very beautiful and something that we can practice every day. So this is called the inner teacher. This morning I'll be talking about the solar angel and how the solar angel educates us, and also discussing our relationship with the inner and outer teacher. The solar angel is considered the inner teacher. The teaching explains, and this is very interesting. To me, it's interesting because it doesn't really flow with everybody's thinking. But the teaching explains that we must first cultivate devotion in our nature. Whether that devotion is to our husband, our wife, or teacher. It says a healthy mind, the teaching says a healthy mind is full of devotion and dedication. To have a healthy mind, a person must cultivate devotion and dedication to something or someone. This is an important first step, for it creates a line of communication with our solar angel. So if you are not yet in contact with your solar angel, take a look at your nature. Do you have devotion? Do you have dedication? Because that's the first step. Devotion and dedication creates humility, which is a requirement to have conscious and continuing contact, conscious and continuing contact with the solar angel. One of the mysteries of devotion and dedication is its effect, which cultivates a sense of responsibility. For example, if you're devoted to meeting the needs of your spouse and your children, you will not only increase your measure of responsibility to them, but make certain that you have all the skills required to meet those needs. As a person's love and devotion increase, so will their responsibilities and skills increase as a way to meet those needs. See, this is like a formula. Very interesting. The person will have the ability through love and devotion to find the ways and means. Another source of finding the ways and means is through the inspiration of your solar angel. Through the inner education the solar angel will give to you. But if you are lacking devotion, if you are lacking dedication, if you are lacking devotion to your husband or your wife or your teacher, then the strings of the personality, just like the strings of like the violin or cello or any stringed instrument, they'll go slack. There will be no tension. Without the right tension or psychic energy, then you cannot receive the harmonies, the creative ideas, the rhythm of the higher self, transpersonal self, also called the solar angel. So nothing can be recorded, for your instrument is not yet ready. You have a personality, but the personality is not yet in tune with the light and love and power of your solar angel. Just like a perfectly crafted musical instrument, if it is not kept in tune, if your instrument is not cared for, when the musician tries to play a tune on the instrument, what happens? It's horrible sounds. Nothing but disharmony will be produced. Now, the inner teacher, the transpersonal self, wants to contact you, but you are still hidden under many layers of dust. The contact of the solar angel with your human soul is carried on in three ways. Contact between your human soul and your solar angel takes place through sacrificial service. That's one. Number two is labor in creativity. And three, dedication to those who are the embodiment of great ideas, visions, and principles. Dedication to those who are the embodiments of great ideas, visions, and principles. When your earthly teacher evokes devotion in you, you'll begin to be sensitive to the impressions coming, and this is so interesting, coming from your solar angel. This is why in the teaching, respect and devotion to the teacher are strongly emphasized. For example, your earthly teacher has a vision for the group, which reveals the purpose of the group and is related in some way to the plan of the hierarchy, the brotherhood of humanity. To help manifest that vision, the teacher might ask you to help him or her in some way. You may be given a small task or a big task, depending on your sense of responsibility. Once the task is given to you, if you have devotion, it is then your solar angel is going to inspire you as you begin the task, taking it on to completion. The teacher will present guidance, instruction, vision, and experience, and also will be an example. Teachers are also needed after we have constructed the Anticorona Bridge. Even angels have teachers. Isn't that interesting to think about? Even angels have teachers. The teaching reveals to us that great lives in space have those who guide them and inspire them. One of the points taught to us by our solar angel is discipline. It teaches us discipline, which means doing things on schedule and on time with concentration. The Bhagavad Gita says that concentration is yoga. Because in concentration, we create unity and we create integration with the threefold personality. So concentration. Concentration is done through the focus of willpower. When willpower is active in your life and the personality, your personality life is healthy, willpower can focus and direct or lead your personality to certain goals. So concentration is the ability to stand on the path of your commitment and your goal without, this is so important to think about. I mean, if you're going to be practicing these teachings, concentration is the ability to stand on the path of your commitment and goal without being affected by conditions, circumstances, and people. It is an effort to keep yourself stable. Concentration is an effort to keep yourself stable on the road of progress, on the road of vision. It is the effort to put your personality energies into focus. Nothing is going to divert you from your goal if you have concentration. So this is why discipline is so important in our lives. It keeps us stable on the road of progress. Isn't this interesting? Just you take these few words, dedication, devotion, sense of responsibility, concentration, all creates this sense of whatever we are doing, wherever we are going, we have a healthy mind, we are stable, and basically we never give up. And others do not divert our attention from our goals. And these goals are reflective of the purpose of our life. Now, inner education, what is this? The purpose of inner education is to enable us to be awake on the mental plane, to put an end to our fantasies and daydreams, and communicate with our inner teacher face to face as we do with our outer earthly teacher. The inner and outer teacher represent for us a polarity, which through then our consciousness expands. See, that combination between the inner and outer teacher creates a polarity through which we develop a broadened consciousness. So inner education occurs in two stages. The first stage is education offered to us by our teacher. In the second stage, education is given to you in groups that are found in the mental plane by your inner teacher. Now, this is where both the polarity of the inner and the outer teacher takes place. As we attend these inner plane classes or participate with inner plane groups on the mental plane, we are then at the same time in collaboration, or our outer teacher is in collaboration with our activities on the mental plane. Your inner teacher for a while will be your solar angel. Eventually, your inner teacher will be your master. The outer teacher is the one who leads you to your inner teacher. The inner teacher prepares you to understand the ways, your outer teacher prepares you to understand your contact with the inner teacher, who makes you ready to commit yourself. So there's a commitment. Here's your dedication, here's your devotion to the earthly teacher and also to your solar angel, the inner teacher. When the inner teacher cannot reach you, then he'll give instruction to your outer teacher to impart to you, and hopefully you'll listen. Also, the outer teacher helps you to receive and assimilate and translate the teaching of the inner teacher in your daily life. So, interesting, isn't this? I mean, this is quite a formula that we're being given here. For a long time, we're not going to be aware of the activities of our inner teacher in its relationship with us, our human soul especially. We are only aware of the outer earthly teacher. The deeper the communication you have with your earthly teacher, the greater the possibility is offered for your inner teacher to reach you. It is important to recognize that the inner teacher is an advanced, enlightened, or illumined being. It is not a higher astral or lower astral guide. It can be the soul or angel, and like I said, an advanced initiate, and in rare cases, a master. How is the inner education given? There are a few points here. So the inner education is given initially through our earthly spiritual teacher who prepares our consciousness. That's the first way. The second is meditation. The inner teacher meditates and tries to contact you in that process of meditation. Meditation prepares a magnetic field that draws light from the meditation of your inner teacher. When you meditate, you slowly raise your consciousness to the level of the sphere of the consciousness of your inner teacher. And the thought currents from the inner teacher now begins to penetrate into your mental body. That's number two. Number three, inner education is given through higher mental dreams. Your translation is going to be partially mixed, sometimes confused, sometimes clear or lucid, depending on how purified you are, how free your mind is, and how healthy your brain is. The more developed the three glands in your brain are, the pituitary, pineal, and carotid gland, the less mixed your dream impressions are going to be. The Alta Major Center controls the carotid gland, and in the case of a disciple, this center connects the physical heart with the etheric heart. That's number three. Number four, your conscience. Your conscience is the voice of the inner teacher. Whenever your conscience warns you or urges you, be ready, because your deeper communication depends on the obedience that you show to your conscience. If you ignore it or follow the path of your lower self, which is considered the personality life, then you're going to build a barrier, or you are building a barrier between the inner teacher, just like you do with the earthly teacher. Number five, your inner teacher educates you through visions, through revelations, and through true psychic experiences. So visions. Visions are images of our future perfections that are projected to the sphere of our mind, or the images of a great labor to which you can dedicate yourself. Revelations. Revelations are complete answers to questions that you have in your heart. Psychic experiences. Psychic experiences are the experiences of soul contact with a great teacher. It can be out-of-body experiences. It can be telepathic communication. It can be clairvoyance. It can also be experiences of being in other locations. This is called divisibility of the spirit. In abstract realms with clear consciousness and so forth. So let me talk briefly here about divisibility of spirit, because this is something that we read about in Agni Yoga and have imaginations of what it must be. But until you actually have the experience yourself or recognize an experience taking place, then you don't really understand it. So hopefully this will help. The teaching tells us that the divisibility of spirit is translated esoterically to be understood that divisibility, thank you very much. Divisibility of spirit is everywhereness of the spirit. Divisibility of spirit is everywhereness of the spirit. A spirit, an advanced soul, the human essence can be anywhere and everywhere. Often the person can register their intuitional contact, or they cannot due to various factors. Sometimes you can witness the presence of a spirit in various locations. When we say spirit, we mean individuality. Highly developed and able to contact simultaneously with various people in various locations. For example, a master was seen in various groups at the same time. The master can even be in different planes, serving and teaching on different levels to meet various needs of the people. Even it is possible that the same, this is so interesting and so beautiful, it is possible that the same individuality appears in many locations with different images. Different images. How can this happen? The spirit, the liberated soul, or the individuality has various abilities. One of those abilities is where the spirit impresses the space, with their images, and lets the need attract these images and evoke help. Just blows your mind, doesn't it? It does. Are you keeping a spiritual diary? It is important to do this, for you will in time note the education that you receive from your inner teacher. If you record your experiences, eventually you will see an intelligent pattern in your education. One of the intentions of the inner teacher is to teach you about the science of right human relations, peace, and cooperation. Three actions to be exercised within your inner life and within your family and group and world in general. This will make you a very successful person. Number six, your inner teacher may communicate with you face to face if this illumined being thinks you are ready and worthy for it. It is here that your advanced and condensed inner education begins. Number seven, your inner teacher, with the help of your outer earthly teacher, teaches you the science of discernment and the science of discrimination. Now, the teaching defines these two words. Discernment. The teaching explains that discernment functions in the higher mind. It is an advanced science. That discernment is an advanced science. It distinguishes between entities, energies, messages, and impressions coming from the higher spheres. For example, yesterday some of us were studying one of the notebooks of Helena Rourke. And in these notebooks, she talks about how difficult it is to perceive or discern between this great one and that great one. But with time, over time, her nature became more refined. Her ears, her sensitivities became more refined, so she could now discern which being was in communication with her and with her husband. This is discernment. She was able to distinguish between entities, energies, messages, and impressions. Helena Blavatsky, the same way, same experiences. Discernment reveals the true nature of motives, plans, goals. Nothing can fool this sense and distort its accuracy. So the ability of discernment comes into activity in the higher mental level. The other term, discrimination. The teaching explains discrimination in this way. It says discrimination is the ability to make right choices, to choose between the right thing, the right direction, and the right time. Christ brought the principle of discrimination and called it his sword. And number 8, the inner teacher educates you, equips you with a knowledge that allows you consciously to function on the astral and mental planes. The inner teacher teaches you about other dimensions. And number 9, the inner teacher teaches you how to transmit its wisdom through your conversations, through your lectures, through your writings and art, and through your courage and daring and striving. We can hasten to enter the inner school for inner education by one, having an open mind, having tolerance and inclusiveness. Number 2, engaging in daily regular meditation. 3, by obeying our heart. 4, by true, selfless, sacrificial service. 5, by studying esoteric literature. This is how we can increase our inner education, reading esoteric literature, having a daily evening review, living a life, this is number 7, living a life based on spiritual discrimination. Number 8, striving toward the most essential. And 9, following the instructions of your chosen outer teacher. 9 points. And let me close with this. Discipleship is research and then discovery of your teacher. If you do not find your teacher, then you are not a disciple. The teacher is the representative of your solar angel in objective manifestation. If you disrespect your teacher, you disrespect your solar angel, because they stand as a link between you and higher realms. So the first step of discipleship is dedication to the earthly teacher and very careful obedience to the instruction that he or she gives. So that's a lot to absorb this morning, and I understand it. It will, this lecture will be up on the YouTube sometime later today, or if you have an iPad like mine, it will show up on your iPad tomorrow morning. But be patient, it will show up. And why listen to it a second time? Because there's so many nuances in this morning's talk. I have not elaborated much on what I've said because I didn't want to distract you. And it's also wonderful to think for yourself. So to take the ideas, use the ideas as seed thoughts, and then intuitively begin to understand, recognize, and then put these ideas into practice.